Well, it's their Halloween. You know, that's their the idea is, well, yes, you can have your Brexit, but we're going to make it hell. Seriously. Also, look, just to backtrack slightly, 70% of Conservative, these are the people who are going to vote either Hunt or Boris, back suspending Parliament, right? Because Parliament won't vote for anything. And it seems that they're just completely against the idea of Brexit. Well, they are. And so it looks like the only way for the Conservative Party to survive is to have a Conservative government under Boris, potentially, which will actually make Brexit happen. And it may have to suspend Parliament in order to do that. There are also Remainer cabinet ministers, who may not be cabinet ministers with Boris, obviously, but they are plotting also to sabotage a no-deal Brexit. So you've got a civil war going on in the Conservative Party at the same time. These people also may vote no confidence motion against Boris, so from his own party, to cause an even bigger political crisis. So we could be in for a rocky time here in the UK. But look, going back to what you asked about the what's it going to look like? It's going to look really crazy, really nasty. The idea is to send a shockwave out, the old Naomi Klein shock doctrine, to say, well, hey guys, you know, you really did the wrong thing here. You voted for the wrong thing. We're in charge, and we're going to punish you for voting for the wrong thing. By that time, this new European government will be in place. As I said, the government is civil servants. So these are appointees. So the main person, if you remember Donald Tusk, he's the president of the European Council. This is where all the leaders get together. The president of that council is an appointee, and it was Tusk. The new one is going to be a guy called Charles Michel. We'll be hearing a bit more about him in the future. He is a mega migration man. He's been so enthusiastic about extra migration into Belgium when he was Belgian prime minister that he lost a no confidence vote in December last year and was booted out as prime minister. So this gives you he's the perfect person to be the president of the European Council, chairing all those meetings of the European leaders, because he's a failed politician, somebody the people and the Belgian people kicked out in December last year. The next one on the list is the European Commission president. That was Jean-Claude Juncker. The new one is going to be Ursula von der Leyen, and she is the main spearhead behind the European army, the EU army. I remember her very well from Bilderberg 2016, just before the Brexit referendum in Dresden, when we were surprised to hear, oh, who is this person, Ursula von der Leyen, who's been sitting next to Henry Kissinger up at the top table at supper on Saturday night? Because obviously she is fated for great things. Many of us were saying, speculating at the time, that she would probably be the replacement for Merkel, because Merkel was obviously on her way out. But no, she gets an even more important job. Her job as president of the EU Commission, that is to say the president of Europe is what they call it, even though, of course, they're not elected, is to bring together the EU army, to take that steps forward over the next few years to integrate all of the different armed forces into one. So that's her. The next important, well, in many ways even more important role, is the European Central Bank president. Was Mario Draghi, a terrible, terrible person. I mean, really just a puppet of the oligarchy. He's going to be replaced by Christine Lagarde, former head, at the moment she's the boss of the IMF. She was involved in this thing called the TAPIE scandal, T-A-P-I-E scandal, $500 million bribe paid to a fraudster in France, which she nearly went to jail for. She managed to skip jail. She was supposed to do a year in jail for that crime, giving this guy the money, TAPIE the money, $500,000. And then they went, oh, okay, well, we'll just forget about that, Christine, because we don't want to ruin your career. We've got other things for you. So she's a convicted fraudster taking over the European Central Bank. You see how crazy this gets. And then finally, the foreign secretary or the foreign and security minister commissioner, Federica Mogherini, as a woman, she's being replaced by someone called Josep Borrell. Okay, so he's the most interesting of the lot, actually. He's pro-Iran and he's pro-Venezuela. So he is really upset the Israelis. don't want him to be a foreign minister or foreign secretary or whatever it is in the EU. But again, they're all pretty much failed politicians. All these people are people. Another thing to say, Jason, just quickly, I remembered that because Lagarde is going down from the IMF, who's going to be taking over? This is the question that the IMF, these are the big banksters of the planet, basically, that have been impoverishing African countries, bullying the world, economic warfare central for the last 40, 50 years. And the one who I've seen has been potentially nominated to take over from her, none other than the great George Osborne, Bullingdon Club member, chancellor that introduced the massive austerity, which has led to such terrible hardship here in Britain, the massive expansion of food banks where people have to go two or three times a week to beg, basically, for food, to feed their family, even when they're in a job here in the UK, particularly in the north of England. It's a real terror. There's George Osborne, and he's being cited as someone who might possibly take over the IMF